There is the suffering of birth, old age, sickness, and death. When Buddha was a young person, he lived in the palace, and his life in the palace was very luxurious. He didn't see any suffering. His father really didn't wish him to see any of these sufferings because there was a prediction from some clairvoyant people that he would leave the palace, and his father really and desperately wanted him to continue and take over from him as king. However, Buddha went out, and when he left the palace grounds, he witnessed the suffering of people. He witnessed people that had suffered from death, who had suffered from old age and suffered from sickness. And this really stirred a great longing in him to find a solution to the suffering. And really, his wish was not just for himself to be free from the suffering. He really wanted to find the solution for all beings. How could they be free from the suffering of birth, old age, sickness, and death? And as a result, he then embarked in the practice and eventually found the remedy, the solution, how to be free from these sufferings of birth, old age, sickness, and death. So this really was a really, really great aspiration of his. And you see, even today, his aspiration is still alive. From the day that we are in our mother's womb, there are experiences of suffering. We may suffer as a result of maybe our mother has eaten something that makes her feel discomfort, and we would feel the discomfort as well. She may be bumped, she may hurt herself, she might lie in a funny position, which may cause the fetus discomfort. Maybe she's very unsettled and very unhappy, which might also cause discomfort. And then at the time of birth, there's great discomfort for both the mother and the newborn. And generally, from the day we are born, we are already starting to move towards death. Our life is becoming shorter. In between, there are also many sufferings from the time we are born until we reach old age, if we're fortunate enough to reach old age. When we're an infant, we're very unhappy about something, we're uncomfortable about something, experiencing discomfort. We can't express ourselves. All we can do is cry to show our unhappiness. We can't say what is wrong. Then as we grow old, we become teenagers, our body starts to change, the way we think of things start to change. And for many teenagers, this is a very, very difficult time. Many mood swings, not sure of what our place is, where we belong, lots of insecurities, lots of worries. It can be a lot of fun, but there can really be a lot of unhappiness and suffering. And then as we grow older, we worry about our marks, our success, how well we're doing at school, how well we're doing at college or university. And then we go into work and we worry about getting work. And when we do get work, we have ups and downs with our fellow colleagues, with our employers, with our employees. We think and wish that there's always going to be stability at work, but this is not the case. Maybe on a social level, maybe on an economic level. Sometimes we hope that the company will be there forever, but this is not the case. There could be an economic downturn, and then we could lose our jobs. Or we feel dissatisfied. I need more salary. I need more appreciation. In addition, if we're not married, we're concerned about getting married, who's the right person to get married to, worried about not having children, And then when we had children, we worried about having too many children. There's all sorts of efforts in looking after the children, chasing after all our desires, our material concerns, all our goals. All sorts of different hardships and sufferings and afflictive emotions. Until the day, one day when we retire. And even when we retire, there's still going to be sufferings. In between as well, we may experience the suffering of sickness. We all wish to be healthy all the time. And we don't anticipate getting sick, but wishing for this is really also unrealistic. At some stage, every single one of us has maybe fell ill, and sometimes quite seriously. And when we feel ill, we have no energy, we're immobile. Either we just aren't able to talk to anybody, we have no wish to talk to anybody, just wish to be left alone. We don't feel comfortable during the day, we can't sleep at night, feeling full of misery, sometimes very sorry for ourselves. We become impatient with other people. We start to find problems or faults in other people. We become very unhappy in body and mind. Now, if we don't have a good state of mind, then we have the suffering of our body and we have the suffering of our mind. But if we've got some kind of practice, then at least we might, although we still feel the suffering physically, our mental state might not be so tormented. Might actually be quite okay. Needless to say, we may even become so unhappy that some people even consider, they become depressed or even consider suicide. And if we're sick for a long time, one, we don't feel happy about it. We feel that we are a burden. And also other people start to feel that we are a burden and they get tired of looking after us. And even look now, you hear of people, they go and they get treatment because of the coronavirus. And imagine you are about to die in your deathbed and what you're worrying about is who's going to pay for the medical bills. So this is also a great suffering. So while we're sick, we might have the additional concern with respect to material well-being. And then there's the suffering of old age. We may bear the signs of a life of many experiences and wisdom. However, for some people, this change in appearance may cause them discomfort. There's the physical suffering. We become less mobile. We don't have so much energy. Our joints may hurt. Might be a great effort for us to get up. Before we used to just jump up, spring up. Now it takes a little bit of effort to get up. And sometimes we sit down and, oh, like this. Movement is more and more difficult. And because of this, and also sometimes what happens is we get moved out of our positions. Although we might be very capable, we are pushed to the side as new people come in. And because of all this, we might become sometimes depressed. Some people feel like they don't have any value or any purpose. They become irritable and impatient. Sometimes their habits become stronger, more set. Sometimes just from their previous habits, sometimes because they are feeling less energetic or less valued or appreciated. And as a result, their irritability, their unhappiness may much more easily be triggered. There is the really sad fact that some elderly people really feel that they have no value anymore, that their life is meaningless, and they really want to die. And then for many, although they want to die, as death approaches, they become more and more terrified of death. And this is also, you know, sometimes we have the karma when we don't expect to die, we don't want to die, but there's no way to avoid it. And some people really want to die, but they just don't have the karma yet that death is going to arrive. And although they're wishing to die, death just doesn't come. As one great master said, humans are very interesting. They expend up all their health earning money, and then later they spend all their money trying to earn back their health. If at the time of old age, many people say these are the golden years. However, if you reach old age and you have many, many physical ailments, it might not be so pleasant. There could be a lot of suffering. Even if you do have good physical health, if you don't have a good frame of mind, a good state of mind, there could be a lot of mental anguish and unhappiness.